Always on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aurora Sports Complex. We've got the girls' championship game of the Aurora Holiday. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Norfolk Catholic as we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle and coach sitting at 6-1 on the season. The sixth win last night, not an easy one, but you were able to knock off Aurora.
Yeah, we were a little bit rusty, you know, after the break and first half. Saw some things that maybe spooked us a little bit, and so we made some adjustments to halftime and had a nice third quarter, I think, to get us the lead, and then just kind of took off from there.
They trailed 20-18 at halftime. Talk about the first half.
First half, it just seemed like we just couldn't get in sync and any kind of rhythm, and part of that was what Aurora was doing, and they were, you know, they were a feisty team, played some good defense, had some good athletes, and so made things difficult for us. And then, you know, coming into halftime, we made a couple adjustments against their press, and I thought we did a very good job the second half of getting the ball down the court and getting some offensive, early offensive opportunities, and that helped us out.
What did Aurora do the first half to kind of control the basketball game?
Well, I think they came out and played hard, and I told the girls beforehand they were going to. We couldn't take them lightly. They're going to be a decent Class B team. You know, they were 4-2 coming into that game, and so I knew they were going to come out and really try to knock us off, being at their home court and their home holiday tournament, and so I think they came out with a lot of energy and adrenaline, and it wasn't like we weren't expecting that, because we were, but it's just we had to deal with it and we had to execute with that happening.
At a 12-4 third quarter, really take control of the ball game for the Hawkeyes. What'd you do in the third?
Well, I thought maybe they got a little bit fatigued, and then we made some adjustments and came out and got the ball to the right people in the right spots, and of course making those shots always helps. It seemed like the first half we'd get open looks, just not make them, and the third quarter we started making them. It makes things a lot easier all over the court when you're making those baskets.
Your defense allows just 12 points, I think, in the second half. So once again, it was your defense that kind of pulled you guys through.
Yeah, our defense has been playing well in the second half, and I think a little bit of that is our bench. We, you know, our bench players come in and give our starters a blow and a break, and so we're a little bit more fresh coming in that third, fourth quarter, and I think that really helps. That's something we did last year really well, and I think, you know, some of those girls are growing up as we see them go up throughout the season, but and maybe they'll struggle here from time to time, but, yeah, they're helping us out.
Chanel Farmer, great ball game, 18 points for you.
Chanel played really good, and she's been there really consistently most of the year, and I know she's a very good shooter. We want her to shoot the ball, and her hands are very quick, and she plays good defense and makes good decisions, and that's something that we're going to have her do a lot of. You know, she doesn't have to score 20 a game for us, but she has to be that threat. And being that threat, she's going to draw defenders to her, and then other people are going to get opportunities.
Despite the height they had inside, you were able to get the ball inside. Morgan Nicola had 10 points in the ball game yesterday. Caitlin Ernst had 10 points, so you had some presence in that.
We did, and I think those two players are capable of 10, 15, any game we play. And I'd like to see a couple other girls step up and contribute a little more today. And I think you'll see we won't play quite as rusty as we did yesterday. It just seemed like our timing was off. You know, we were trying to go 110 miles an hour, and sometimes that's hard to do when it's your first game back from the holidays. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, Norfolk Catholic was a little rusty in their first half, too. And so I think you're going to see a little bit better basketball today.
You guys had 22 turnovers in the ball game, probably too many for you guys. But your defense also forces, I think, 32 on the other end.
Yeah, and we've been doing that a lot the whole year. And it's not only in our full court press. I think we're playing pretty solid defense in the half court, and we're holding teams in the 30s. And anytime you can do that, even when your offense struggles, you're going to give yourself chances to win.
Norfolk Catholic in here this afternoon, the championship ball game of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic here in Aurora this afternoon. Coach, the opposition today, 6 wins, 2 losses on the season, knocking off Beatrice at the buzzer yesterday by a score of 51-50. So this is another good basketball team we'll see today.
Oh, another good team. And we were sitting there watching their game yesterday, and And I said, they play very good defense, and they make it tough. They were making it tough for Beatrice, and I said, we left at halftime. I said, either team can win this game. Norfolk gave themselves a chance, had a close deficit at halftime, but come out in the end and pulled them off. And the thing that really impressed me about them is their defense and the way they run the floor, and that's one thing we're going to have to contain this night.
Yeah, this defense gives up only about 38 points per ball game, so they're going to be stingy.
They're stingy. They got some very good athletes, some quick players that press you, get up in your face, play a lot of good defense. And then offensively, they have some nice athletic one-on-one type of offensive moves. Their one good guard is very good off the dribble. She creates a lot of things just on her own.
That's the Barry girl who's averaging 15 points per ball game. You saw her yesterday. How do we stop her today?
Well, the thing you got to do is keep the ball out of her hands as much as you can. And when she catches it, you got to keep the ball in front of you. She's very good off the dribble, gets into the paint, gets into the lane, and pulls up and scores from about anywhere. And so that's one thing. Whoever's guarding her really has to be on their toes, keep the ball in front of them, keep it out of the paint, because when they get in the lane, that's really where they really hurt you.
A team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They average about 55 points per ball game. They want to run. They're going to get out and run with us today?
Well, I think that's what they're going to try to do, and they did that against Beatrice, which really surprised us. They'd get a turnover or a defensive rebound and really push the ball up the floor, outrun Beatrice down the court, and I think probably the second half, that's where they had a lot of their offense come from, is the transition.
What's going to be important for us to win this ball game today?
Well, I think our big people have to be a big factor, not only on the defensive end, stopping them inside, but offensively, we need to pound it inside a little bit, get it to the big girls so they can do their thing inside, whether it be offensive rebounds or get some easy baskets with position. And so, I think it's a case where we just have to execute whatever we're trying to do. If they play a little zone, we have to execute our zone offense. If they play man, we have to try and do the things that we do well.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Crown Starting Labs and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're back at the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the ninth out of Norfolk Catholic in the girls' championship ball game here this afternoon. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. St. Cecilia opening up the tournament yesterday with a win over the homestanding Aurora Huskies, winning by the score of 46-32. It was a good night for Chanel Farmer. She scored 18 points in the ballgame for the Hawkettes yesterday. Morgan Nicola also in double figures with 10. Caitlin Ernst had 10 points for the Hawkettes. Norfolk Catholic coming in, a record of 6 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Knights beating Beatrice at the buzzer yesterday, winning by the score of 51-50. Michaela Berry was their high point girl. She had 15 points in the ball game. Amy Miller had 13, including the game winner for the Knights. So a good matchup here in the Class C1. Norfolk Catholic 6-2 on the season, coming into the basketball game here this afternoon. The Knights have lost to Pierce 39-38, and they also dropped a 44-24 decision to Lutheran High Northeast during the regular season so far. Norfolk Catholic opening up with a win at Madison. They've got a convincing win over Laurel Concord. They've also got a win over Bishop Newman. and a win over Huntington Cedar Catholic and a win over Twin River before they got to the Christmas holiday break, and then picking up the nice win yesterday over Beatrice, 51-50. The Hawkettes opening up the season with a loss to Columbus Scotus, and since then, nobody can touch St. Cecilia. They've got six straight wins, winning over Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, Wood River, Bishop Newman, Sandy Creek, and Aurora all on the road, and now they get set to take on a team that's traditionally in the top 10 in the Class C1 or C2 in the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic. Tim Kassmeyer is the head coach of Norfolk Catholic. This team is averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 38.9 on the defensive end. John Kyle talked about that during the pregame show. They are very stingy on defense. Norfolk Catholic is shooting 40% from the field this year, 30% from three-point territory, 55% from the free throw line. Their defensive numbers very, very good. They allow only 33% shooting on the defense, 18% from three-point territory, 61% from the free throw line. Norfolk Catholic out rebounding their opponents by 2, 28-26. The Knights with 17 turnovers per ball game. They force 21 on the opposite end. Facing St. Cecilia, a team that's averaging 49 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 33.6 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia hitting 41% of their field goals so far this year, 20% from three-point territory, 55% from the free throw line. That's something that they're going to have to improve on today to stay in this ball game. St. Cecilia just 8 out of 20 from the free throw line in the ball game yesterday against the Huskies. St. Cecilia on defense giving up 32% shooting, 20% from three-point territory, and 54% from the free throw line. The Hawkins out rebounding their opposition, 27-25. Turnovers, St. Cecilia averaging 17 per ball game. They forced 25 on the opposite end yesterday. 54 turnovers in the ball game between St. Cecilia and Aurora. The Hawkins had 22 themselves, and they forced 30-some-odd turnovers on the opposite end. So we'll see if the team's playing a little bit better here coming out of the five-day holiday break as we get ready to go for the championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. After this one, we've got the consolation game on the boys' side of things. We'll switch gyms here at the Aurora Sports Complex in between games. We'll head to the so-called North Gym, and we'll bring you the Hastings St. Cecilia consolation ball game with Norfolk Catholic over there, as St. Cecilia lost in the opening round yesterday by the score of 31-28 to the Aurora Huskies. And it was Norfolk Catholic losing to Beatrice yesterday by a score of 58-36 on the boys' side of things. So we'll have the boys' consolation game coming up for you, scheduled tip-off time at 7 o'clock. Time to check the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia goes the same way they started yesterday. Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" inch senior. Jamie Williams, a 5'10" inch senior. Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" inch junior. Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot sophomore. And Caitlin Ernst, a 5'11" inch senior. John Kyle, the head band for Hastings St. Cecilia. For Norfolk Catholic, they'll go with Katrina Ulmer, who's a 5'8" inch senior. Also Emily Telke, who's a 5'6" inch senior. Michaela Berry, their leading scorer, 5'6" inch junior. Amy Miller, who hit the game winner yesterday, a 5'9" inch junior. And Lisa Steffensmeyer, a 5'10" inch senior. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. St. Cecilia going to be the home team here this afternoon, dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Norfolk Catholic going to be in their red uniforms this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. St. Cecilia will shoot to the opposite end here as we view it from the behind the basket for Norfolk Catholic down here. The opposite end, St. Cecilia shooting at the far end here at the Aurora Sports Complex. There's a feed into the lane by Libby Kissinger. It's going to be picked off. First turnover of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Norfolk Catholic comes back the other way. Here's a shot from deep in the left corner. It's going to be no good by Michaela Berry. And the rebound comes down to Katrina Ulmer. So they get an offensive board in their opening possession. Out on top, it's going to be Berry with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline on the right side. That's Amy Miller with the ball. Comes back to Berry at the free throw line. Berry now drives it toward the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Michaela Berry averaging 15 points per ball game. Had 15 yesterday in their win over Beatrice. And Norfolk Catholic is out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Caitlin Ernst goes over on the wing on the right side to Libby Kissinger. She comes across the top. There's a Morgan Nicola to the near sideline down to Chanel Farmer. Back outside, Libby for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Libby Kissinger nails one from the top of the key. 3-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Hawkins now applying pressure here in backcourt as the Norfolk Catholic comes up the floor. That's Ulmer having problems with it now. She's down on the floor. The scramble is on. Ulmer gets the ball away to Steffensmeyer. Gets the ball ahead now to Atalki, and she throws the ball out of bounds. It was tipped out there by St. Cecilia. So it'll be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter, just underway. 3-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in the girls' championship ball game. Here's Steffensmeyer. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger runs her back the other way for Hastings St. Cecilia into the offensive zone. Morgan Nicola down the near side. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Chanel Farmer. No good. Ernst with a rebound. Her shot can be blocked down by Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer comes out of there with the ball for Norfolk Catholic. Now taking it to the left side. That's going to be Chalky with the ball. Drives it down the lane. Stops and now goes up with a shot. It's going to be good, and we got a foul called. Nice move to the basket there by Emily Chalky. The bucket is going to count here for Norfolk Catholic, and a foul is going to go on Kissinger for St. Cecilia. So Libby picks up her first foul. First team foul on the Hawkins, and going to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic will be Emily Chalky. Her shot is up there. It's good. So see, it's on the three-point play the old-fashioned way there. And it is now a 5-3 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic here in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament here this afternoon. Action from 1230 KHIS. Morgan Nicola on the right side trying to drive the ball into the hole, and she's gone for the traveling violation. That's the second turnover already on Hastings St. Cecilia. We're just under 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 the score now. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Hawkins applying pressure back here in backcourt. Here's Ulmer with the ball. Right-handed dribble brings it down the near sideline. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked there by Nicola. Ball is picked up by Jamie Williams of Hastings St. Cecilia. Williams comes back to the near sideline. Libby Kissinger with the ball now for the Hawkins. Dribbles behind her back. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Comes back out to Chanel Farmer at the top of the key. Chanel comes across the top now on the wing. And the left side is going to be Libby Kissinger. There's Nicola top of the circle. Over to Libby Kissinger. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to go to Jamie Williams. Back outside. Top of the key. Shot by Farmer is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Berry. Berry runs it back the other way for Norfolk Catholic. Stops and pops from the free throw line. Her shot no good. Long rebound into the hands of Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia. To the near sideline, Chanel Farmer runs it into the offensive scoring zone. The Hawkins trailing by two. 5-3 is the score. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball out here in three-point territory to Ernst at the free throw line. Bounce pass down to Chanel Farmer behind the three-point arc. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Over on the wing on the right side to Kissinger. Kissinger comes to Caitlin Ernst to the top of the circle. It's a zone defense here for a Norfolk Catholic. Down on the baseline, that's Ernst with the ball. She loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number three on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Checking in now for the Hawkins is going to be Sarah Gettert. Sarah Gettert entered the ball game now, 5'10" and senior. Also checking in for Norfolk Catholic will be Abby Ketter. Ketter is a 5'6" and senior. Ketter averaging 3 points and three rebounds per ball game. 5-3 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 2 points early in the ball game. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the opening period. Hawkins applying the pressure in backcourt. Here's Ulmer with the ball on the far sideline. Bounce pass to Atalki now. She drives it into the paint. Kicks it out over here on the left side. A shot is going to be taken here by Michaela Berry. That's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. Last touchdown there by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Kissinger checks out. Here comes Claire Hamburger into the ball game now for the Hawkins. Also checking in for Norfolk Catholic is going to be Abby Clayton. Clayton is averaging 4 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia inbound, baseline right side, underneath their own, rather Norfolk Catholic will inbound. Here's a shot taken right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good by Miller. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. So the inbound right below us here on this end. 5-3 is the score. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner. It's going to be no good there by Amy Miller. Offensive rebound, and now they lose it. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, long pass down to four to Nicola. She drives her layup. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Telke. Emily Telke with the ball running back the other way for Norfolk Catholic. Stops inside the free throw circle. Down in the baseline to Ketter. Her shot is up and in. Abby Ketter on a 15-footer from the left baseline scores. Norfolk Catholic is out on top by a score of 7-3. Here in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Morgan Nicola with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. to Gettert. Gettert now tries to get it away. She does as she goes over to Olivia Thomas, and now he leaves the ball out of bounds. So Saint Cecilia looks a little frustrated there offensively. They had it in the paint, and then they lose the ball out of bounds to the far sideline. Hamburger and Olivia Thomas not on the same page there, and we got the fourth turnover on Saint Cecilia in the ball game. 7-3 is the score. The Knights out of Norfolk Catholic with the lead here in girls high school basketball. Here comes Norfolk Catholic back with the ball. This is going to be Michaela Berry with it now. As a Berry dribbles out here in the three-point territory, picked up there by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Berry comes over in the wing to Abby Clayton. They feed it down low to Amy Miller. She spins, puts up a left-handed shot. It's good. Nice move there. Amy Miller posts up left side of the lane to get her the ball, and she goes up and scores. It's now a 9-3 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Back with the ball is going to be Claire Hamburger to the wing on the right side to a Jamie Williams. Down in the corner to Libby Kissinger. She hangs onto the ball here. Two-handed pass back out on top to Hamburger. Right at the elbow. Comes back to Libby out in three-point territory. Takes the tray. Out drives it into the lane and now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Zone defense here for Norfolk Catholic. 2:55 to play in the first quarter. 9-3. The Knights have the lead over the Hawkettes. There's a Hamburger with the ball in the wing on the left side. Back to the right wing. A shot taken up by Gettert up there and in. Sarah Gettert banks one in. It's now a 9-5 ball game. Hawkins are trailing by 4 points. Back with the ball is Emily Telke for a Norfolk Catholic. She kicks it back out here to Michaela Berry. She was a leading scorer yesterday in their win over Beatrice. And now we got a traveling violation as Berry comes over here to Abby Clayton. And Clayton is called for the steps. Second turnover on Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game. And now each team substituting here with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the opening quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex and the New Year's Eve basketball tournament championship ball game on the girls' side of things today. They're on 1230 KHIS. Libby Kissinger having problems with the dribble, and she has her pocket picked here by Ulmer. As Ulmer comes back the other way, a driving layup is no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Ulmer will go to the free throw line now for Norfolk Catholic. The foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. I think that's Kissinger. Yep, Kissinger picks up the personal foul for the Hawkins. That's number two on her. And the second team foul on the Hawkins here in the first quarter. And a shot from the free throw line by Katrina Ulmer is going to be good. She's averaging 9.7 points per ball game. That's her first point in the contest here this afternoon. The second one is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. So the score is now 10-5. As we approach the two-minute mark here in the first quarter, there's a Chanel Farmer with the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up there. The shot's going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down to Clayton. Abby Clayton hustles down the near sideline down for Norfolk Catholic, runs into Farmer, runs into the official, keeps the ball alive, and now Clayton finally gets rid of it. Now they lose control of the ball, goes out of bounds. She runs into Chanel Farmer, then she spins and runs right into the official, kept the ball alive on the dribble, and then they throw the ball out of bounds. After all that work, Norfolk Catholic turns the ball over. Third turnover of the ball game on the Knights. 10-5 is the score. Hawkins trailing by 5 points. Again, Kissinger has the ball stolen away. Here's Ulmer. She drives for the hole. Shot is up there and in. Katrina Ulmer, second straight time. She is taking the ball away from Lily Kissinger. The Hawkins with 6 turnovers already in the ball game. 12-5 is the score. Hawkins getting off to a slow start here this afternoon in the championship ball game. Here's Chanel Farmer, dribbles into the lane, bounce pass down on the baseline. A jumper by Jamie Williams is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Gina Piper, who's into the ball game. Long pass down the floor. Ketter has got it. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Farmer, and the ball is taken down by Libby Kissinger. 1:13 to play. Kissinger gets the ball ahead to Williams, back out to Libby. Out here in three-point territory, two-handed pass to Nicola. Her three-pointer is put up there. She buries it. Morgan Nicola scores there on a three-pointer for St. Cecilia. And now it's a 12-8 ball game. The Knights with a 4-point lead here. As they come back up the floor, Ulmer has problems with a dribble, picks it up on the far sideline. Working out here against the Jamie Williams for St. Cecilia. There's a Ketter with the ball, moves it down in the baseline, right side of the lane, and now we got it's knocked out of bounds here by St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. So Norfolk Catholic will play things in. Looks like an elementary fire drill here. We've got people running all over the place. 4 girls in for Norfolk Catholic, 3 in for Hastings St. Cecilia. 12-8 is the score in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball. They hit to Berry. She loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. Well, that was Steffensmeyer shooting down the left side of the lane there. They got her the ball, but she lost it out of bounds. The fourth turnover on Norfolk Catholic. 12-8 to score. Hawkins trailing by 4 points. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Nicola back out on top. That's Claire Hamburger. Comes back to Nicola. still a zone defense here for Norfolk Catholic in the first quarter. They get rid of it down on the baseline. Chanel Farmer, her shot's up there, and Simi no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by Tulkey. Emily Tulkey has got the ball here, and she has her pocket picked there by Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound in the lane is picked up by Claire Hamburger. She is hacked on the arm, and the foul is going to be called. Both teams playing great backcourt defense here in this first quarter. There was a personal foul called there on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. It's going to go on Marissa Stowe, who just checked in there. That's her first and the first team foul of the Knights. Inbound the ball. Here's a shot taken right underneath the basket by Gennard. She misses the easy one. She was wide open and misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Weezer for Norfolk Catholic. Gets the ball ahead. Here's a shot taken from the wing by Tulkey. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. From half quarter shot, no good. It hits the rim. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books here this afternoon in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. And the score after one, it is the Norfolk Catholic Knights 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 8.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes are also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 13 locations all across South Central Nebraska.
High
school basketball here this afternoon at 1230 KHAS from the Aurora Sports Complex. The girls' championship ball game. 12-8 is the score. BC St. Cecilia is trailing Norfolk Catholic as the Hawkettes will have the ball to begin this second period. Libby Kissinger comes into the forecourt. She goes to the right wing. That's going to be Chanel Farmer with it now. Back out to Libby. Here's Sarah Gennard in the wing on the left side. Top of the key, Chanel Farmer drives it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Morgan Nicola. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Down to the right wing. Hands it away to Libby Kissinger. Her pass is deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Norfolk Catholic. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be too far. They save it. Right in the hands there of Andy Miller. Her shot is no good. Now she's hacked on the arm. I think that's going to go on to Miller. Yeah, they whistle the foul on Andy Miller. And the Norfolk faithful right below us here don't agree with that one. Amy Miller gets hacked on the arm there in the lane as they were battling for the ball. She is whistled for the personal foul, so that's the first foul on Miller. That's going to be the second team foul on the Knights. So St. Cecilia gets a break there. 12-8 is the score. The Hawkettes are trailing in the ball game. Here's Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass out on top to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger holds it high above her head. Down to Chanel Farmer. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to the elbow, kicks it back out here to Kissinger. Now to Farmer for three, shot good. A couple of feet beyond the three-point circle there. Chanel Farmer buries the tray. She had 18 in the ball game yesterday. Here's Ulmer, goes in the lane to Miller. His shot's going to be no good. Miller not in a good position there to go up with it. Now we got a foul on the rebound. Personal foul going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Katrina Ulmer of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be your first, the team's third. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, just 3 out of 13 for 23%. Norfolk Catholic, 5 out of 10 for 50%. Hawkettes with 2 out of 4 on three-pointers. Norfolk Catholic, 0 out of 1. The rebounds, the Knights with 8 in the first quarter, 6 for Hastings St. Cecilia. 6 turnovers on the Hawkettes and 6 on the Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia back with the ball now as they drive the baseline. That's Gettert. She falls down, but the ball is out of bounds, and they're going to say it was touched there by Miller of Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hawkins are trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-11. St. Cecilia will play things in now underneath their own hole. They come out here to Morgan Nicola, drives it down the lane, and her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Talke as they come back the other way, and the ball is knocked out of bounds here by Chanel Farmer. So Norfolk Catholic will play things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. Talke looking to play things in for the night. She does, to Amy Miller. Miller brings it back to the offensive zone against Nicola. There's a feed on the wing, and it's going to be a foul here on Caitlin Ernst. Goes over the back of Lisa Steffensmeyer of Norfolk Catholic. So Ernst picks up the foul. That's going to be her first, the team's third. And the Knights will play things in on the far sideline this time. 6:22 to play in the second quarter. 12-11 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game as the Knights will play things in. They do. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense here. This is going to be Michaela Berry with the ball out here in three-point territory. Under the wing now to Ulmer, who's it down on the baseline. There's Steffensmeyer, shot from 10 feet away. It's good. Lisa Steffensmeyer had 9 points in their win yesterday. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 14-11 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. Morgan Nicola has got it as she works out on top against Michaela Berry. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gets it away now to Williams. Now out to Claire Hamburger. Shot no good. One and done because grabbing the rebound is Michaela Berry. Berry gets the ball ahead. Long pass to Atalki. Drives it down on the baseline. Stops there. Comes back out to the wing to Amy Miller. She drives toward the goal. Shot is up there and in. Amy Miller takes it from the left wing to the goal and scores. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Timeout here in the second quarter. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score at Norfolk Catholic 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 11.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 16-11. Norfolk Catholic with the lead over St. Cecilia. Here's Farmer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Berry as she runs it down the near sideline. Cuts toward the goal. Pass is going to be right off of the fingertips of Steffensmeyer. Out of bounds. Norfolk Catholic had the numbers coming back the other way. The pass was right to the fingertips of Lisa Steffensmeyer right in front of the goal. That's her seventh turnover on Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia comes running back the other way. That's Chanel Farmer. A bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to take it to the corner. And I think Nicola is cutting the other direction. A turnover on St. Cecilia. As Chanel Farmer throws the ball out of bounds there. The eighth turnover on the Hawkettes. Here comes that Norfolk Catholic. Again, they're trying to go inside. The ball deflected out of bounds. They had Abby Ketter posted up on the left side of the lane. They could not get her the ball. St. Cecilia denies the pass. They knock it out of bounds there. It's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. They look to play things in, and they come way out on top with the ball. There is going to be Abby Clayton as she moves it down in the corner. That's a Telkey. Dribbles into the lane and a traveling palming violation. Emily Telkey took it into the lane, but a traveling or a palming violation is called there on the Knights. The eighth turnover on Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game. Just under 5 minutes to play. Here's a pass down the floor here for St. Cecilia. They get it to a Jamie Williams. Out to Chanel Farmer. Goes cross court. That's to Libby Kissinger. Down in the corner to Morgan Nicola for three. Shot's going to be too strong. Long rebound comes out here to Abby Clayton for Norfolk Catholic. Clayton will dribble up the floor herself. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Gets it to Emily Telkey out here. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Telkey now to Ketter. Shot from the baseline. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. That's a Jimmy Williams with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Runs her back the other way. Libby Kissinger. Now to Farmer. Baseline jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Steffensmeyer for Norfolk Catholic as Farmer misses the easy one right there. There's a Ketter with the ball. She drives. Nice feed. Driving is Michaela Berry. Her shot is up and in. Ketter gets the ball to Michaela Berry. That's her second field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia has problems in backcourt. They finally bring it into the offensive zone. Morgan Nicola, now to Chanel Farmer, drives toward the goal. Her shot is up there. Misses another easy one. Rebound is long, and it comes down here to Nicola. Resets the offense, sends the ball down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Now here to Nicola. Free throw line extended right side. Nicola back out into three-point territory. Kissinger has got the ball high above her head. Down to a Chanel Farmer. Gets around a defender, goes for the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. A foul here will go on Abby Clayton of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be her first team foul. Number four on the Knights. 18-11 is the score. Norfolk Catholic out to a 7-point lead. To the free throw line is Chanel Farmer. Her shot is up there is good. Farmer is a 76% foul shooter in the season. 19 out of 25 coming into the ball game today. She was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line yesterday. Farmer led the team in scoring with 18 points in their 46-32 win over Aurora in the opening round of this tournament. 18-12 now. Here comes a second shot by Farmer, and she misses that one. Rebound moves on the baseline. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have it. Here's a Claire Hamburger with the ball. Now to Libby Kissinger. Now Norfolk Catholic has gone to a man-to-man defense. Here's Ernst at the elbow, right side of the lane. Bounce pass across the free throw line now as they get it to Williams. Williams on top of the key to Libby Kissinger. The Claire Hamburger down inside. The shot is up and in. That's Chanel Farmer. Nice pass by Hamburger as Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. Farmer now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins are back to within four. 18-14 is the score. There's a bounce pass down in the baseline. The Hawkins all over this one. And now we got a timeout called as Marissa Stowe was a double team that trapped along the baseline. And Norfolk Catholic calls the timeout to save the possession. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first half from the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll take a break. It is Norfolk Catholic 18, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Adams Central basketball teams played this afternoon in the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. Adams Central girls lost to Bennington 57-41. The Adams Central boys in the consolation game beat Grand Island Northwest today by a score of 62-45. Norfolk Catholic with a ball here. There's a pass out on top to Ulmer at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the wing to Amy Miller. Trying to drive the ball, runs into Kissinger, knocks the ball loose, now picks it back up, her shot no good, Palmer shot is up and in. That's a Marissa Stowe scoring there for Norfolk Catholic. That's her first field goal. It's now a 20-14 ball game in favor of the Knights. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Libby Kissinger down to a Gettert out here in three-point territory, puts it on the floor, dribbling as they take a look at this man-to-man defense here for Norfolk Catholic. There's Chanel Farmer at the top of the three-point arc. Comes over to Hamburger. She'll take a shot for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Her shot's blocked from behind. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Marissa Stowe. Stowe now to Ulmer. Long pass down her floor to Weezer. She drives her shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good because she's called for the steps. Can't you say getting back on defense there? And Rachel Weezer is called for the traveling violation. That's the ninth turnover on the Knights here in the ballgame. Gayla Berry is going to come into the ballgame now for Norfolk Catholic, replacing Weezer. Also checking in for the Knights is going to be Gina Piper. Piper checks in there for Marissa Stowe. 20-14 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Down in the corner is Sarah Gennert. Gennert feeds it inside to Caitlin Ernst. She goes to Chanel Farmer. Now on the right side, here's a 12-footer put up there. It's going to be no good by Nicola. The ball is loose. Nicola's got it. Her driving layup is going to be no good. And a rebound to Michaela Berry brings it back 2-on-2. Michaela Berry, an offensive foul. Berry was driving the ball to the hole there and putting out a little shove down there. And whistle for an offensive charging foul. She knocks down Libby Kissinger as Libby was hacking her all the way up the floor there. And just a little push. That's all they needed. And a personal foul is called on Michaela Berry. That's her first. That's team foul number 5 in the Knights. And another turnover at Norfolk Catholic. They're 10th of this first half. St. Cecilia with 8 turnovers. There's Chanel Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbling on the ball in backcourt. Brings it into the offensive zone. A feed to Morgan Nicola. And a pass there is going to be picked off. A pass is going to be picked off by Emily Telke back the other way for Norfolk Catholic. And now she stops it. She's gone for the traveling violation. Telke right inside the free throw circle. Drug her back foot there. And she comes to a screeching halt. And the traveling violation is called there on Norfolk Catholic. They see St. Cecilia getting very lazy on their passes, not making them crisp at all, as that one was picked off by the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. There's a Getter driving the ball on the baseline, and she's called for being out of bounds. Trying to drive the ball to the goal there, and she's called for stepping out of bounds. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their ninth of the ball game. And now Gennard is going to check out of the ball game. Galen Ernst comes back in there for St. Cecilia. Abby Ketter is going to return now for Norfolk Catholic, replacing Katrina Ulmer. The score is 20-14. We got a minute and 23 seconds to play in the second quarter. And now we got a whistle here in backcourt. St. Cecilia applying the pressure, but they also picked up a personal foul here on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Nine shooting situation, so it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 20-14. The Knights have got a 6-point lead here. There's Emily Telke with the ball down the near sideline. Gets away from Farmer. Takes it to the free throw line. There's a feed over on the wing on the right side. Michaela Berry has got it. Berry, top of the key. Now to Steffensmeyer. She drives the ball against Nicola to the goal. And shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Morgan Nicola is going to pick up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. The team's fifth. This will be a shooting situation going to the free throw line here for Norfolk Catholic is going to be Lisa Steffensmeyer. 58% foul shooter in the season. 7 out of 12 coming into the free throw or coming into the ball game today. Her shot is up there. It's good. Steffensmeyer now with 3 points in the ball game. She scored 9 in the ball game yesterday against Beatrice. Next shot is up there. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Chanel Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Morgan Nicola gets the assist. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. Farmer now with 7 points in the ball game. It is 21-16. The Hawkeyes are now within 5 points here, late in the second quarter. They're trapped along the baseline. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Farmer. We got a whistle in backcourt here. Farmer picks off the pass right at the baseline, and she's called for being out of bounds. Amy Miller trapped down here in the corner. Along the baseline, her pass was intercepted by Farmer, but she was out of bounds herself. So they give the ball back to Norfolk Catholic. They come way out on top to Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer gets away. Now her pocket's going to be picked here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back. There's a pass to Chanel Farmer. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Berry. She runs it back the other way. Drops it down in the lane. The Ketter shot is up and in. Abby Ketter scores on the assist from Michaela Berry. And it's now a 23-16 ball game. AC St. Cecilia trailing by 7. Libby Kissinger with the ball for the Hawkins. Two-handed pass goes over to Morgan Nicola. Down to Ernst at the free throw line to Nicola. Back outside, Libby Kissinger has got the ball. Libby comes across the top again to Morgan Nicola, trying to drive the ball. She's cut off there nicely by Amy Miller of Norfolk Catholic. There's a Farmer. She drives her shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Williams. Follow shot up and in. Jamie Williams gets the offensive board and the putback. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. We've reached halftime here in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. And the score at the halftime break is Norfolk Catholic 23, Hastings St. Cecilia 18. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Here's a wish for a safe and happy new year from everyone at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will continue to give you the best prescription and over-the-counter service, delivering your prescriptions free 6 days a week. Burt's has your end-of-the-year tax expense report, and Blue Cross Blue Shield members can get free flu, shingles, pneumonia, and diphtheria tetanus vaccinations at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Aurora Sports Complex. High school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it's a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half of play. It's 23-18 here at halftime in favor of Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia led early in this contest by a score of 3-2 and then went ice cold from the field there in the first quarter as the Knights rattled off 7 straight points to take a 9-3 advantage. It was 12-5 and then 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. St. Jose was within 3 points at 14-11. But then Norfolk Catholic scores a couple of goals to make it 18-11. Hawkins again cutting the lead down to 5 points at 21-16. And it's 5 points here at halftime. They scored 23-18 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Chanel Farmer leading the way so far for Hastings St. Jose. She's got 7 points in the ballgame, three girls with 4 points apiece for Norfolk Catholic. So at halftime of the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament, Hastings St. Jose trailing here, Norfolk Catholic by a score of 23-18. We've got more action coming your way later on here on 1230 KHAS. In fact, as soon as this ball game is over, we will break down and head for the other gym here at the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll get to the boys' consolation game between the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia losing yesterday in the opening round of this tournament by a score of 31-28, and probably the worst St. Cecilia basketball game we have seen in quite some time. St. Cecilia only have a tough time getting going yesterday against the Huskies, so they've been relegated to the consolation game. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, they'll play Norfolk Catholic, who lost to 8th-ranked Beatrice yesterday by a score of 58-36. Here in this main gym, you'll have the boys' championship ball game at 7 between the Huskies and Beatrice. There'll also be a girls' consolation game going on as well. In fact, that's going on right now between the Aurora Huskies and Beatrice. That one tipped off at 5 o'clock. We are at halftime of the girls' championship ball game here this afternoon in Aurora. The score at halftime is 23-18 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
All right, their score is 23-18 at halftime in favor of Norfolk Catholic over Hastings St. Cecilia. Scoring in the first half of play, Chanel Farmer has got 7 points to lead the Hawkettes. Farmer has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here in this first half. Other scores for St. Cecilia, we've got Morgan Nicholas. She has got 3 points and a 3-pointer. Jamie Williams has got a field goal for 2, and Sarah Gettert has got a field goal for 2. The Hawkettes only got to the free throw line 2 times in the first half. That was Chanel's 1-for-2 performance from the line, so St. Cecilia hitting 50% from the line in this first half of play. Norfolk Catholic was 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe for 60%. Abby Ketter has got 4 points in the ballgame and a couple of field goals. Michaela Berry has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Amy Miller, 2 field goals for 4 points. Katrina Ulmer has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Emily Telke has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. Lisa Steffensmeyer has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. And then Marissa Stowe got an offensive rebound and a putback. She's got 2 points in the ballgame here in the first half. So, again, 23-18 is our score here at halftime in favor of Norfolk Catholic. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
With Husker football on the radio, now is the time to be thinking about getting your vehicles ready for the changing Nebraska weather. Let Rich and the ASE certified mechanics at Halloran Battery Electric get your car, truck, or van in tip-top shape before you tackle those tough Nebraska roads. Foreign or domestic, Halloran Battery Electric will diagnose any problems, fix it right the first time, and charge you a fair price. Don't risk getting sidelined on a cold Nebraska road this winter. Put your trust in the pros at Halloran Battery Electric. 2001 West 2nd in Hastings. Call 462-9012.
1230 KHAS.
Again, our score at halftime, 23-18 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia in the first half of play hits 7 out of 27 from the field for 26%. Norfolk Catholic was 10 out of 14 in this, 10 out of 19 in the first half for 53%. St. Cecilia in three-pointers, 3 out of 6 for 50%. Norfolk Catholic fired up only one tray. They missed that one in the first half. Free throw, St. Cecilia 1 out of 2 for 50%. Norfolk Catholic was 3 out of 5 for 60%. Rebound, St. Cecilia had 13 in the first half, 16 for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia had 7 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Norfolk Catholic. And our score is 23-18 in favor of the Knights here at halftime of the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Again, Adams Central played in the Minden Holiday Tournament today, consolation games after being beaten yesterday. Adams Central girls lost to Bennington today by a score of 57-41. The Adams Central boys knocked off Grand Island Northwest in the boys' consolation game by a score of 62-45. Hastings High boys and girls are playing in the TNAC tournament in the consolation games this afternoon, still waiting for the scores to roll in on those encounters today out in Lexington. So it's 23-18 here, and Norfolk Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So we're set to go for the second half of play here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game on a score of 23-18. Some final instructions coming out of the mouth of head coach John Kyle down here right below us. The Hawkins trailed 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. 23-18 here at halftime. Yesterday, it was the third quarter that St. Cecilia took control of the ball game against the Huskies. In fact, outscored Aurora 12-4 in the second quarter yesterday. St. Cecilia had a good second half against the Huskies, as they allowed only 12 points defensively. So we'll see what happens here in this championship ball game. Norfolk Catholic will have the opening possession here in this second half. They're going to take a three-pointer right off the bat. Here's a long-range jumper from the right sideline. No good by Omer. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Down to Caitlin Hearn. She has the ball tipped away by Michaela Berry, and it's picked up here by Norfolk Catholic, and they have a tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Norfolk Catholic ball. So St. Cecilia turns it over for the 13th time in the ball game, and Norfolk Catholic will play things in off of the far side. Michaela Berry has got the ball picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Berry brings it into the offensive zone. The pass down to Telke. Here's off of the baseline. It's going to be too long. Rebound comes down. A foul shot is up and in. That's going to be Amy Miller, and she's fouling the play. Amy Miller gets the opportunity for the put back there for Norfolk Catholic. She is fouled in a play here by St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst. Ernst picks up her second personal foul, the first teamer on St. Cecilia here in the second half, and Miller goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and a shot by Miller is going to be off of the iron, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Kissinger. Gets the ball ahead down to Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Hands it back to Libby Kissinger. So now it's a 25-18 ball game in favor of Garfield Catholic. Libby with the ball out here in three-point territory. Down to Farmer. She dribbles and comes over here to Kissinger on the wing on the left side. Top of the key, they get it to Jamie Williams. Over to Chanel Farmer. Now to Morgan Nicola, to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger out here in three-point territory to Farmer. On the right wing, Farmer, two-handed pass, comes back to Williams. Williams trying to get away, can't do it. Good defense here by Telke. Ball tipped away. It's picked up by Kissinger of St. Cecilia around the screen. Drives it down the lane. Dumps it off down low to Caitlin Ernst. Now in the corner, that's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Farmer brings it up high in the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Nickler. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Steffensmeyer of Norfolk Catholic. Right-handed dribble down the right sideline. Steffensmeyer comes to Telke. Now down in the corner. Homer thought about the three, but passed it up. Here's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Telke. And the rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Double-teamed here in backcourt. Gets the pass away. Morgan Nicola. Nicola now to Libby Kissinger on the wing on the right side. Feeds into Ernst. Turnaround jumper is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it. There was Amy Miller of Norfolk Catholic. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Sarah Gettert. Coming out will be Jamie Williams. 25-18 is the score. 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play. In the third quarter from the Aurora Sports Complex, St. Cecilia will play things in. Kissinger, rainbow pass in the corner, and it was too much of a rainbow. It goes sailing out of bounds over the head of Chanel Farmer, into the second row of the cheap seats over there. Turnover on the Hawkettes. That's their 14th turnover in the ballgame. So 18 points and 14 rebounds so far. 18 points and 14 turnovers in the ballgame for the Hawkettes. Here's a Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Amy Miller has got it. Her pass deflected, but Ulmer picks it up out here in three-point territory. There's Berry now. Berry on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball poked away by Morgan Nicola. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Knights will turn it over for the 15th time here. Here comes Olivia Thomas into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Thomas, a 6-foot junior for the Hawkettes. 25-18 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead here in the girls' championship ball game. Libby Kissinger with the basketball now for St. Cecilia. A feed over here to Chanel. Her shot for three. Good. So now Farmer buries the tray. She's now got 11 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. There's a Norfolk Catholic back with the ball. Amy Miller has got it. Miller forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she draws the personal foul. A personal foul going to be called here on St. Cecilia, and going to the free throw line will be Miller. That's going to be Farmer picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. Amy Miller to the stripe. She's got 6 points in the ball game and three field goals. 0-1 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Norfolk Catholic now 3 out of 6 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Caitlin Ernst checks out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Gettert comes back in there. 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 25-21 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Second shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas, and she's tied up on the play. This time the arrow is pointing in favor of Norfolk Catholic, so it's going to be Knight basketball. Into the ball game is going to be Abby Ketter. Here comes Gina Piper into the ball game now. Miller is going to check out for Norfolk Catholic, and also coming out of there is going to be Lisa Steffensmeyer. So the Knights will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Bounce pass is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Ulmer. Out there defensively for St. Cecilia was Kissinger. So the Knights turn it away for the 16th time here in the ball game. Ernst will come back in. Gettert comes to the bench. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt, 25-21. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead here in this one. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, now around the screen from Jamie Williams. Out here in three-point territory, Nicola has got it. Gets it inside to Thomas. She is double-teamed. Olivia has it knocked loose. Picks it back up, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights guilty of a foul. This one is going to go on Emily Telke. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Knights here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. Nicola comes out here to Chanel Farmer, holds the ball, not a Nicola on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Thomas. She tries to return it. It's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Thomas trying to return it back here to Morgan Nicola on the far sideline. The ball is tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So St. Cecilia will play it in. Nikola gets it in deep in the corner. That's Farmer. Her shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. So now Farmer again saving the day here for the Hawkins. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. Now a foul in backcourt. So after hitting the three-pointer, Chanel Farmer makes a foolish foul here in backcourt. I think that's going to be number three on Chanel. That's the case. So now the leading scorer for the past 2 days, Chanel Farmer, has got three personal fouls. We got 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic will play it in. The ball deflected back out of bounds. That's Chanel knocking the ball out of bounds there. Deflecting it away from Katrina Ulmer. The Knights again will play things in. All 10 players back here in backcourt. Here's a Piper dribbling with the ball to Michaela Berry. Now she'll bring it up herself. On the right sideline, the score is 25-24 now. Safe to say within 1 point. Now we got a violation here, a palming violation called at Norfolk Catholic. 17 turnovers on the Knights, and now St. Cecilia can grab the lead for the first time in a long time. Ever since, 3-2 was the last St. Cecilia lead. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's Libby Kissinger now out here in three-point territory. Kissinger starts off right, now dribbles left, gets it into the hands of Nikola, to Chanel Farmer, now to Libby Kissinger. On the wing on the right side to Nikola out here in three-point territory. The Kissinger again, entry pass. They get it inside to Williams. Williams goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia getting second and third shots to the bucket. Caitlin Ernst gets one to go down. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and now she'll go to the free throw line as she was fouling the play here with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play. And now Norfolk Catholic wants to call a timeout. The foul is going to go on Abby Clayton of the Knights. That's going to be her second. Now we've got a timeout. St. Cecilia has their first lead since 3-2. We got 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ball game. Actually, in the third quarter, the score is Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 25.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Here's Caitlin Ernst at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic's Amy Miller. So it's 26-25, Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead now, halfway through quarter number three here at the Aurora Sports Complex. St. Cecilia has gotten to a zone defense. Amy Miller down on the baseline. She's double-teamed. Comes back out here in the wing to Michaela Berry, who's back into the ball game. Now to Tilkey. They pounded down low on the right side, dribbling underneath the basket is Steffensmeyer. Back outside to Berry. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in by Steffensmeyer. Lisa Steffensmeyer now with 4 points in the ball game, 27-26. Norfolk Catholic now with a one-point lead as the Norfolk fans come alive. There's a feed inside to Ernst. Her shot no good, and she's hacked on the arm again. And Caitlin Ernst will go back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Hawkins now attacking in the paint there. And Caitlin Ernst is fouled for the second time. This time by Emily Tilkey. That's the second foul on Emily, and it's going to be Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line for the second time today. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, it's good. He's now 1 out of 5 on free throws here during the tournament. 1 out of 2 today. Caitlin Ernst had 10 points in the ball game yesterday. Their win over Aurora, 46-32. Ernst and give the Hawkins the lead. Her shot is up there. That one rattles out. So now we're tied at 27 points apiece with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Knights have the ball. That's Berry with it now. The Chelke moves it out on the baseline. The Steffensmeyer back out on top to Berry. Shot for three is going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. Long pass down to four. Kissinger grabs it, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound Williams, and she's hammered on the play. She is decked there by Michaela Berry, and a foul is called on Berry. The second foul on Michaela Berry. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Knights. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Jamie Williams. Williams with 2 points so far in the ball game and a field goal. Her shot is up there, is good from the line. She was 0-for-2 from the charity stripe yesterday. She gets a point here that gives St. Cecilia the advantage again at 28-27. We're in the third quarter now with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. in the girls' championship ball game. Here comes the next shot up there by Williams. That one is up. It's going to be no good. And we got a toot of the whistle here and the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. Ernst picks up her third. Now the Hawkettes with a one-point lead, 28-27. But you look to Caitlin Ernst and also Chanel Farmer now with three personal fouls apiece. We're still in this third period. Here's a Katrina Ulmer with the ball now for a Norfolk Catholic. Comes over here on the wing. The deep wing to a Rachel Weezer is back into the ball game to Ulmer. Now on the right wing, Tulkey has got it. Looking at the St. Cecilia defense, now to Ulmer. On the right wing again is Weezer. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Kicks her back out. This is going to be Ulmer. She drives inside. Her shot is up and in. And that's going to be Emily Miller. Emily Miller scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. It's 29-28 as Norfolk Catholic reclaims the lead here in the seesaw third quarter of play. Ernst right at the elbow left side. Kicks her back out into three-point territory. Kissinger's three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound Ulmer of a Norfolk Catholic. She'll bring things up now for the Knights. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Over there to Lisa Steffensmeyer to Ulmer. Comes across the top to Tulkey. She tries to penetrate inside. She's cut off. Comes out to Ulmer. Now on the wing on the right side. With the ball there is going to be Amy Miller. Drives it inside. Double team. Goes down in the corner to Steffensmeyer. Brings it back out into three-point territory. That's going to be Weezer with the ball. Now to Katrina Ulmer. A Norfolk Catholic patient on this possession here. Weezer moves it down in the corner. That's Steffensmeyer with the ball. Now to Ulmer. Out here in three-point territory to Tulkey. Now they're trying the left side, working against the St. Cecilia defense. It's a zone defense for the Hawkettes. There's a three-pointer put up and in. Katrina Ulmer scores there. She has got 6 points in the ball game now. And Norfolk Catholic back out to a four-point lead. 32-28 is the score. Now we got a timeout from John Kyle. So St. Cecilia went zone. And Norfolk Catholic just shot over the zone and hit a three-pointer. Gives the Knights a four-point lead now. A minute and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 28.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hawkettes have not lost since the opening night of the season. St. Cecilia has rattled off 6 straight wins all on the road. The Hawkettes are trailing here 32-28 in the girls' championship ball game of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Norfolk Catholic with the advantage. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Claire Hamburger's into the ball game now. She'll play it in to Chanel Farmer. Farmer working out top against Weezer on the high post. They get the ball to Nicolette. The free throw line spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to get her, goes back up, and she's hacked in the arm. Safe to say, having plenty of opportunities here in this third quarter. But they can't finish at the hole. Now Getter was fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line for the first time here this afternoon. She was 1 out of 4 on free throws yesterday in their win over Aurora. As she eyes the bucket, shot is up there. She misses that one. Safe to say, it was 8 out of 20 from the free throw line yesterday in their 14-point win over the Huskies. They had just 2 free throws in the first half here. They were 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Gennard will have another shot here as she eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas, trapped along the baseline. Thomas dribbles out of there. Double team comes out on top, down to Hamburger. To Morgan Nicholas. She drives down to the baseline. Her shot up and in. Morgan Nicholas scores there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 32-30 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Back to the ball is Tilkey. Drives it all the way to the baseline on the left side. Now the gets rid of it to Rachel Weezer. Now to Tilkey. Back outside to Ulmer. She drives it down the paint. Splits at 3 defenders. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Steffensmeyer. The offensive board there for the Knights. A pass comes in on top to Rachel Weezer. Down to Emily Tilkey. St. Cecilia stays with this zone defense here. Abby Ketter has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Back out on top to Ulmer. Now St. Cecilia has gone to a man-to-man defense here late in the third quarter. 30 seconds to play. Here's a Tulkey with the ball. Kicks it out here to Weezer. Top of the key now to Omer. Omer backs it out of there. Right in her face defensively is going to be Libby Kissinger. On the wing, Steffensmeyer has got the ball now. They move it to Tulkey. At the top of the key, over in the right wing to a Ketter. There's Weezer again to free throw line. We're down to 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected now, and the scramble is on. A jump ball is going to be called here. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia's. And Norfolk Catholic is working the clock, looking for the final shot of the third quarter, and they turn it away. That's the 18th turnover in the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia will now have the final crack of things here in the third quarter. 11 seconds to play. The Hawkeyes will play things in backcourt. The score is 32-30. Norfolk Catholic with a two-point lead. Kissinger with the ball. Comes into the offensive zone. Spins to the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. A pass to Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia had a good look there as Caitlin Ernst was right underneath the hole and could not finish. And that's the end of three quarters. St. Cecilia is still trailing in this ballgame. After three, Norfolk Catholic 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 30.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up next, we've got the consolation game on the boys' side of things as St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic again, this time in boys' competition, 7 o'clock tip-off time here at the Aurora Sports Complex. 32-30 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with a lead here on the girls' side of things over St. Cecilia. And the Knights will have the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Omer's got it here on the left wing, picked up there by Kissinger. Back outside to Michaela Berry. Berry's got just 4 points so far in this ball game today. After scoring 15 yesterday, there's a three-pointer that Berry puts up. And Ronald down there, no good. Rebound comes down to Libby Kissinger. She's trapped here in backcourt. Gets the ball away. Now to Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia hustles into the forecourt. Here's Williams. Puts up a little five-footer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Piper for Norfolk Catholic. Her pass is deflected. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. St. Cecilia now attacking here in backcourt. Here comes Abby Ketter into the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. So another ball handler comes in here. Gina Piper will come to the bench. In the fourth quarter now, Norfolk Catholic has got a two-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia for the New Year's Eve basketball tournament championship here on the girls' side of things. Here's Michaela Berry with the ball, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Feeds it over to Katrina Ulmer out in three-point territory. To the free throw line to get it to Miller. Now down low. Here's a shot to be blocked. Ketter goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down there by St. Cecilia. And the ball is recovered by Morgan Nicola. Gets it ahead now with a dribble for the Hawkeyes. It's going to be Jamie Williams. She stops out here. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Omer. She races back the other way. Drives for the basket. Her shot no good. This is the layup. The rebound comes down to Williams. 15 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Here's Nicola. Her pass is right to the fingertips of Ernst out of bounds. Morgan Nicola being a little bit too unselfish there. She should have went up with a shot. Dumps it away at the last second to Caitlin Ernst and goes sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. So it's still 32-30. Norfolk Catholic with a two-point lead. And now the Knights have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Berry has got it out here in the three-point territory, picked up by Farmer. Chanel swipes at the ball and can't come up with a steal there. Norfolk Catholic works against his man-to-man defense. Top of the key is Ketter. Moves it over on the wing now to Berry. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's Miller with the ball. Takes a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. She runs her back the other way for the Hawkeyes. Into the offensive zone. Down in the corner. Libby Kissinger. Cross-court pass there. Goes to a Jamie Williams. Now on the wing to Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Libby over here on the wing on the left side. to the elbow on the right side of the lane. That's Williams. She drives into the paint. Her shot is up there. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Norfolk Catholic. That's Miller. And now a foul is, nope, it's going to be a timeout called. A timeout's going to be called here by the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's still Norfolk Catholic 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 30.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
The fourth quarter, 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play. St. Cecilia, 4 out of 11 in the third quarter on the field for 36%. Norfolk Catholic was 4 out of 9 in the third quarter for 44%. St. Cecilia still a very dismal shooting performance here this afternoon. The Hawkins, 11 out of 38 from the field for 29%. St. Cecilia of the year is hitting 41% of their field goal tries. So only 29% for St. Cecilia in the ball game at 11 out of 38. Norfolk Catholic 14 out of 28 from the field right now for 50%. The Knights have the two-point lead at 32 to 30. And Norfolk Catholic has got the ball as Ulmer has got it now. Her pass comes on the near sideline and goes out of bounds. So an unforced turnover there. Ulmer was on the far sideline and she came directly to the near side as Michaela Berry was over here, and the pass was nowhere close to Berry. It goes sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 19 of the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia can tie with a two-point field goal. Ernst has got it inside the free throw circle. Spins around, takes it down to the baseline to get it. She drives it to the hole. Can't go up the shot. Goes to Chanel Farmer. She drives it in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Miller, and the foul is called. St. Cecilia again with a good look at the basket there as Farmer took it right down the lane and misses on the easy one. The foul here is going to go on the Ernst, I believe, of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her fourth. So Caitlin Ernst now with four fouls. Olivia Thomas will have to come in. Ernst will check out with 5:27 to play. St. Cecilia also with Chanel Farmer in some foul trouble. She's got three. It's still 32 to 30. That was the third quarter score. Nobody has scored yet in the first 2.5 minutes of this fourth quarter, although each team has had some opportunities. Here's Berry, now to Miller at the free throw line. She drives it down the lane and runs into a defender, and a foul is going to be called. Olivia Thomas, I think, is going to be the guilty soul here for St. Cecilia. Nevertheless, it's going to be Amy Miller going to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Sarah Gettert instead. They were both there. And Gettert will be whistled for the foul. That's her first. Miller to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe this afternoon. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Had 13 yesterday in their win over Beatrice and also hit the game winner with a couple of seconds left to give Norfolk Catholic a 51-50 win over Beatrice yesterday. Here's the next shot by Miller. She eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and that one is going to be around the rim. Falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Now a 33-30 ball game here in this fourth quarter. Saints will say it down by 3 points. Here's Kissinger with the ball. Gets away. Bounce pass. Down on the baseline, they get it to a Farmer. Now to Thomas. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Miller down to a Chelke. Here comes the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Chelke hustles into the forward court to the free throw line. Gets away with a traveling violation there. Out to Berry for three. Shot good. Michaela Berry scores after an obvious traveling violation right at the free throw line. Michaela Berry now with 7 points in the ball game. Norfolk Catholic leading by 6 points, 36-30. Here's Thomas in the lane. Out to the top of the key, now to Kissinger. Two-handed pass goes back inside to Gettert. She works for position and banks one home. Sarah Gettert scores for St. Cecilia right in front of the hole. She's got 4 points, 36-32. The Hawkins are down by 4 points. Michaela Berry with the ball, dribbles behind her back, gets away from Farmer, drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Nicola trapped here in backcourt. Now to Libby Kissinger. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Kissinger has got the ball. The Hawkins are down by 4 points here, 36-32. Here's Farmer for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Rebound underneath the hole there by Abby Clayton. Clayton gets the ball to Steffensmeyer. Now to Michaela Berry. And now Norfolk Catholic will walk the ball up the floor here. We're down to 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hawkettes are trailing 36-32. Berry has her pocket pick, the steal here by Farmer, and she's out of bounds. Farmer got the steal, and she dribbles the ball out of bounds, coming back up the floor there. So a turnover on Norfolk Catholic, that's their 20th. A turnover on St. Cecilia, that's their 17th. 36-32 is the score. It's a four-point lead here for Norfolk Catholic. And the Knights will have the ball back here. Dribbling with it is going to be Omer out here in three-point territory. Stops and goes to the top of the key to Clayton. Clayton will drive the ball there against Chanel Farmer. Chanel tips the ball away. Picked up again by Clayton. And now a foul. Nope, it's going to be a timeout called. So Tim Kastmeyer thought the Knights were in a little bit of trouble. Then he pops off of the bench and burns one of his timeouts here. So we've got a break. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Norfolk Catholic out on top of St. Cecilia. The Knights 36, the Hawkettes 32.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 36-32, Norfolk Catholic has got a four-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the New Year's Eve basketball tournament at Aurora High School. This is a championship ball game. Stephens Myers got the ball for Norfolk Catholic. Gets away, goes all the way to the basket. A driving layup is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Ernst. Her outlet pass is tipped out of bounds by Stephens Meyer. Ernst trying to get the ball there to Morgan Nicola. So we're down to 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. The Hawkins are trailing by 4 points. Norfolk Catholic has controlled most of this ball game here. St. Cecilia trying to make a last gasp hope here. As they come into the forecourt, Libby Kissinger has got it on the dribble. Norfolk Catholic is in a man-to-man defense. There's an entry pass. They get it right to the free throw line. That's going to be Morgan Nicholas. She spins, and now her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller. We've got a whistle. We've got the what do we have down here? We've got a violation. Miller is called for the traveling violation. So she got the rebound, and then she called for the steps coming out of there. So Norfolk Catholic giving St. Cecilia all kinds of chances here in the ball game. St. Cecilia will play things in. They come down in the corner here on the left side to Morgan Nicola. Back out on top to Libby Kissinger. In the right corner now to a Chanel Farmer. There's Williams with the ball. Now to Kissinger, top of the key. Right at the free throw line, Ernst. Now to Morgan Nicola. Takes the ball down in the baseline. She dumps it off to Williams in the lane. Now to Farmer. Shot is up and in. Williams gets the assist. Farmer gets the field goal. Chanel has now got 16 in the ball game. And now it's 36-34. It's a two-point lead for Norfolk Catholic. As the Knights have the ball, Berry goes down to the corner to Omer. Omer back out to Berry. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound loose is picked up by Kissinger down here on the baseline. And now a timeout from John Kyle for Hastings St. Cecilia. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play the fourth quarter. It's a two-point ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 34.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
So I want you to know we're going to have a very quick post-game following this one. We need to tear down, and we'll head to another gym here at the Aurora Sports Complex and bring you the consolation ball game on the boys' side of things between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. So we'll break away for a few minutes while we make the switch, and then we'll be back here at the Aurora Sports Complex with our second half of our doubleheader here today on 1230 KHAS. Norfolk Catholic led 12-8 after the first quarter, but at halftime 23-18. Right at the end of three, 32-30. The Hawkins have had a lead on some occasions here, but 1 point has been their biggest lead. And right now they are trailing by 2 points at 36-34. St. Cecilia, following the timeout, has got the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer down in the corner on the right side. Chanel dribbling with it, trying to get away. Dumps it off inside to Ernst. Her shot, but she's fouling the play. Chanel Farmer on the right baseline dumps it off in the lane there to Caitlin Ernst. And Ernst will now get to the free throw line here for the Hawkins to try to tie this baby up. The foul goes on Emily Telke. That's going to be her third. Ernst to the free throw line, one out of two so far today. Her first one is up there. It's good. See, we'll get one more. Now it's 36-35. The Hawkins are down by a point with 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose. Ernst gets this rebound and a foul shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Now to Nikla, back inside to Caitlin Ernst. Down to Nikla. Her shot is up there from three. No good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Ulmer. The ball is deflected. It's loose. The scramble is still on. Three, four players hit the deck. And finally, Lisa Steffensmeyer grabs the ball here for Norfolk Catholic. 36-35. The Hawkins are down by 1 point. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball. Ulmer has got it out here in 3 point territory. St. Cecilia, the man-to-man defense. Ulmer comes over on the right side down to Emily Telke. Telke dribbling with the ball against the Morgan Nikla. Telke stops and comes out to a Michaela Berry. Berry backs it on out. Now Chanel Farmer goes for the steal and picks up a personal foul. That's the fourth foul on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be team foul number seven on St. Cecilia. So now Norfolk Catholic is in the bonus situation here. And going to the free throw line will be the best foul shooter in the ball club, Michaela Berry. She's missed only two free throws this year. She is 22 out of 24 from the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic. The shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound by Steffensmeyer for Norfolk Catholic, trying to get out of there, and dribbles out to the corner. Now a timeout is called. Boy, Tim Kastmeyer all the way out of the floor and down to the baseline to get the officials' attention to call a timeout. And he is granted the TO right here. A minute and 14 seconds to play in the girls' championship ball game. We've got a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 36, Hastings St. Cecilia 35.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
The biggest lead that St. Cecilia has had today has been 1 point. Norfolk Catholic had a 7 point lead back in the second quarter. Other than that, this has been a tight basketball game here this afternoon for the girls' championship of the Aurora New Year's Eve basketball tournament. Now we're down to a minute and 14 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The score is 36-35 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. And the Knights will have the basketball. They will inbound. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. And playing things in will be Telke as she gets it into the corner now to Ulmer. St. Cecilia will play this man-to-man out to Michaela Berry. Berry backs her on out. Right on her grill defensively is going to be Chanel Farmer. Berry dribbles and comes over here on the left wing to Steffensmeyer. She holds the ball at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Ulmer to Michaela Berry. Bounce pass back out on top to Ulmer. Couple of feet beyond the three-point arc. Moves it over to Chalky here on the left wing. Top of the key, that's a Miller with the ball. We're down to 45 seconds to play. Here's Ulmer now. Backs it down out in three-point territory. Drives it to the free-throw line. Down to Emily Telke. As they're playing keep-away from the Hawkins right now, it's a 36-35 ball game, and now they finally commit the personal foul out here. The foul is going to go on Libby Kissinger. Remember, St. Cecilia is over the seven foul limit here, so this will be a one-and-one situation for Emily Telke. She's a 55% foul shooter of the season. She's one out of one so far today. Telke's free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good, and a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. J.D. Williams with the rebound. There's a pass by Nicola. It's going to be picked off by Michaela Berry. She drives, and the foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia had the ball as Morgan Nicola fired a pass down the floor, and it was intercepted by Norfolk Catholic, and now St. Cecilia commits the personal foul at the other end. and Michaela Berry is at the free throw line. The foul goes on Nick Lentz. That's her second. We're down to 27 seconds to play. Berry's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Norfolk Catholic leaving some points on the floor here. From the free throw line, Michaela Berry back to the stripe here. It's a one-point ball game. Next shot is up there. The shot is good. So now it's 37-35. Safe to say, with 25 seconds to play, and now we get a timeout called here from Don Kyle. The Norfolk Catholic gets one out of two free throws to give them a two-point lead here. 24 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Norfolk Catholic, 37. Hastings St. Cecilia, 35.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
37-35 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing in this ball game to a Norfolk Catholic. We've got the boys' consolation game, hopefully, coming up next. Last thing we need is really an overtime session. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic in the other gym here at the Aurora Sports Complex. Scheduled tip-off time at 7. We hope to be there to bring it to you here on 1230 KHAS. So St. Cecilia now with 24 seconds to play will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Morgan Nicola will inbound the ball for the Hawkins. Goes into the backcourt to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger is met by a Katrina Ulmer. Kissinger back into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over here to Chanel Farmer. Dumps it down low to Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Miller for Norfolk Catholic. Miller has got the ball now to a Michaela Berry, and she's going to be fouled in backcourt. So they got the shot they wanted there as Chanel Farmer got it to Caitlin Ernst, and she misses right around the hoop. Norfolk Catholic grabs the rebound, and now Michaela Berry goes back to the free throw line. She missed a free throw just a couple of seconds ago. Now we're down to 8.7 seconds to play as Berry again is back to the free throw line. She's one out of three so far today. Shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia is over the 10-foul limit, so this is a two-shot foul. That makes the score 38-35 now in favor of Norfolk Catholic. And now John Kyle again burns a timeout. 8.4 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's Norfolk Catholic 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 35.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Girls' consolation game is over. Beatrice knocking off Aurora 62-40. 62-40, Beatrice over Aurora in the girls' consolation game. Here's Michaela Berry back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Game is over. It's now a 39-35 ball game with 8.7 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Libby Kissinger here in backcourt, races it into the offensive zone, drives it all into the basket. Her shot no good. Ball being swatted around. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to, they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia with 6/10 of a second remaining. It is 39-35. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead, and St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Head coach Tim Kastmeyer says, don't even move, just stand there. As they play it in, Nicola from the baseline, shot is up there. It's no good. That's the ball game. Norfolk Catholic wins the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament as they pick up a win over Hastings St. Cecilia. Final score, Norfolk Catholic 39, Hastings St. Cecilia 35. Back in 1 minute.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
So Norfolk Catholic wins the girls' championship of the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. The Hawkins had plenty of chances down the stretch and could not convert either from the free throw line or from the field here. The Norfolk Catholic wins it by a score of 39-35. Chanel Farmer finishes with 16 points in the ball game today for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola had 5. Caitlin Ernst had 4 points. Sarah Gettard had 4 points. And Jamie Williams had 2 for the Hawkins. St. Cecilia now 6-2 on the season. Norfolk Catholic improves to 7-2. They were led today by Michaela Berry, as she finishes with 10 points, 9 for Amy Miller, and 6 points for Katrina Ulmer, 5 points for Lisa Steffensmeyer, 4 points for Abby Ketter, 3 points for Emily Tilkey, and 2 points for Marissa Stowe. Norfolk Catholic wins it today by 4 points over Hastings St. Cecilia, final score of 39-35. We're going to break away for a couple of minutes. We will switch gyms here at the Aurora Sports Complex. We'll head to the North Gym here. We got the boys' consolation game coming up next between Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic. We'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes from right now to bring you the action. That'll do it for us for game number one. Again, the final, it was Norfolk Catholic beating St. Cecilia. Final score, 39-35. You're listening to Sports on 1230 KHAS.